possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, what's up? The anchor mission to enter the mothership, brother.
Ever heard a sports talk show like this before? Didn't think so.
What's going on, dirty, dirty?
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
DA, how you feeling, brother?
Feeling great.
I'm doing great.
Happy Wednesday, boys and girls. One question only. How do you feel?
Well, I feel good and I'm doing well.
Well, that's all that really matters. And on the week that we send off Mraz, we have continuous fun and games, hijinks, eats and drinks. And we will continue the fun and the fun yuns later on today, Thursday and Friday of this week. This week also, though, the only thing that can top Mraz's farewell is SEC Media Days. The college football world converges on Nashville, where the SEC has come together. Our next guest is the host of the Tom Abraham Show on ESPN's 97.7 The Zone. He's also the host of Bassmaster Radio as well on the SportsMap Radio Network. And was a mentor of mine, has always been, since I began in this industry many moons ago, now more than 20 years ago, helped get me my first job. Joining us this morning from Nashville is Tom Abraham. Big Dog, good morning.
Good morning, DA. How are you?
I'm doing good. You know, a lot of emotional farewells and goodbyes to Mraz, most of them involving a roasting, making fun of him in some way, shape, or form, so that's good.
Yeah, no, that's always great. I thought he was already down the hall. I didn't realize when I got the text message from him a couple of days ago, I was like, what are you doing, man? And I thought maybe you had hired him on the side yourself, you know what I mean? Digging into your own pocket to just kind of help out.
He doesn't need that anymore now that he's going down the hallway to the station in New York. He doesn't need that.
There you go.
All right, so in Nashville, the Jimbo Fisher-Bobby Petrino marriage was kind of the headline from day number one. Do you think that that will work?
I think it can work. I think for Jimbo, it has to work, really. I don't know that how many more options as that buyout gets smaller and smaller. I don't know how many more options that he would have. So I think it can work. I think that Bobby Petrino is at a point in time in his career where, you know, being the offensive coordinator at Texas A&M and having success, you know, for a few years, a couple of years, maybe that gets him his last shot at a big-time job. I think it has to work, and I think it can work, yeah. And I do think that Bobby Petrino will be the primary play caller. You know, all that talk, you know, Jimbo's trying to act, you know, keeping it close to the vest like people don't know. But Bobby Petrino didn't go there to ask Jimbo Fisher whether to call a run play or a pass play. He's going to be calling that offense.
You think A&M will win an SEC West while Jimbo's still there?
They are my surprise team this year, only because they were so bad last year. I feel like they're going to be, you know, they're going to have a bounce back year. Winning the SEC West, I don't think so. I think that there is a reemergence of LSU. Alabama's still Alabama, and this is the last year of the SEC West, right?
Yeah.
So I'm going to say no, they don't win it this year, and after 32 years, there's no divisions anymore beginning in 2024, so this would be his last shot to win the West.
So at Georgia, with the off-field problems, the off-season issues that they've had, do you sense that this is a great team that maybe the players itself starting to lose control? We saw this at Miami. We saw this at Florida. Could it possibly be happening in Georgia?
I'm not sure. I mean, you almost have to separate the incident that happened right after the national championship game where, you know, they were racing and the young lady that was, you know, that worked in a recruiting office, she had actually had three or four previous speeding tickets, super speeder tickets and things like that. I don't even know how she was allowed to drive a university vehicle in that particular case. So it was kind of a different scenario, and obviously you have the death of a player and her death there. The rest of them, they're speeding tickets that I think you see 18 to 22-year-olds get all over the country, and that people don't really talk about it much. But with the backdrop of what happened with the, you know, the racing issue and the fact that they're back-to-back national champions, you know, this is that kind of stuff gets exposed. I'm not sure that it isn't being made to be a little bit of a bigger deal than it is. I don't think the program's out of control or anything like that.
Tom Abraham joins us from Nashville and the host of SEC Media Days. So you're right, they're two different scenarios, but the one after the national championship game is a bad situation because, as you said, it's a staffer involved in racing. It's the death of her. It's the death of a player. And you have another player who's going to be a high draft pick fleeing the scene and giving the wrong story to cops. So that's a really bad situation. Do you believe that's just an anomaly for any program they could have been dealing with that?
Yeah, I think a little bit, you know, of that. I also think that they think they're bulletproof, especially in Georgia, you know, because they're back-to-back national champions. So I think there's a lot of that at work as well. So the kids, you know, they have that overconfident type mentality. But, again, I do think it's something that we see all around the country.
But not the one after the national championship game. I mean, that's...
No. Oh, no, that's terrible. Now, what happened there in that mindset of, you know, racing 140 miles an hour, they said she was driving when she lost control of the vehicle and hit that tree. And, you know, the fact that Jalen Carter, you know, played fast and loose with the details on that was not good. You know, that's a really bad scenario.
Did we flip the roles of Georgia and Alabama in the national race and in the SEC over the last 2 years?
Well, clearly right now, there's no doubt if you win back-to-back national championships, the thing that is lost on some people is that Kirby Smart is and Georgia have played Alabama with Nick Saban five times, and they won one. It was the national championship game a couple of years ago that happened a month after Alabama whipped them pretty good in the SEC championship game. And as you know, like in the NFL, it's very difficult to beat the same team, you know, twice in the same year, much less twice in 6 weeks. So, you know, it's not like Alabama has fallen off the face of the earth. Kirby's 1-4 against Nick, but right now he's the king because they've got the back-to-back national championships. What's really interesting is how much Kirby has taken from Nick Saban, you know, and the fact that he was able to, you know, he was able to get up there yesterday and basically talk for about 14 minutes before he took a question, and that's right out of the Nick Saban playbook. We're going to see that in about an hour with Saban. He'll get up there, and it's almost like the State of the Union. It's the state of college football. It's bigger than the SEC, and Saban will go on for 14 or 15 minutes before he takes a question. Kirby did that. Brian Kelly got up there, made an opening statement that lasted 90 seconds, and started taking questions. So, you know, it's kind of a different thing, but Alabama and Georgia are double-digit favorites in every single game they play this year except for one. Alabama's a 7-point favorite against Texas at home. Georgia's a 7-point favorite at Tennessee. Those are the only games that they are not double-digit favorites in. It's hard to imagine a scenario without a significant upset, a scenario where those two teams are playing in Atlanta come the first weekend of December.
It's really interesting to me to hear all the conversations about can Georgia three-peat and how long can this go and how great are they, because it wasn't so long ago that we said, well, Georgia can't win a national championship because they just kept stubbing their toe. They were the poster child for unfulfilled expectations. You follow the SEC as closely as anybody over the last 20 to 25 years. Are you surprised that somebody finally found the turnkey to unlock all the potential of Georgia, or did that always exist?
No, I think, first of all, the players. I mean, Georgia is one of the most player-rich states, this side of Florida, probably Texas, Georgia, right there. And per capita, it's just unbelievable the players they have there. Plus, in North Georgia, where he is, he's tapping into South Carolina, which has great player talent, gets some from Alabama as well. So the talent has always been there. I think taking the formula, I mean, my God, when you look at Georgia play football, you're looking at early 2000s or 2010s Alabama. It's the same thing. A defense that strangles you, an offense that will pound the ball at you and then go play action and beat you down the field. And they beat you for 2 weeks. They beat you, and then the next team's going to beat you because they beat you up so bad. It's a carbon copy of 2010 through 2015 Alabama football, where Kirby excelled as a defensive coordinator. So he took that formula and did a wonderful job implementing it at Georgia. And so now, you have got another team that is able to rise to that level and play the kind of football that they play and then peak at the end. The way Alabama has several times for national championships, and then what you saw against TCU, which was a total dismantling of a team that beat Michigan.
Tom Abraham joins us from ESPN's 97.7 The Zone, SEC Media Days in Nashville. So Hugh Freeze now on the sidelines at Auburn. That is enough to fix how much of the problems at Auburn?
Well, you'll have to tell me how good Peyton Thorne is going to be. I'm not a Robbie Ashford guy. He's the incumbent. I think there's a place for Robbie Ashford. He does some really impressive things with his feet, but you never know where the ball is going when he's throwing it. Peyton Thorne had that great year 2 years ago at Michigan State. I still don't think that, he's the guy that's automatically going to lead them to the promised land. They upset somebody. Maybe, if they can split the Ole Miss, Mississippi State games at home, they're a 7-win team. Which is two games better than last year and a bowl team. I think that he will have them going, though. Within 2 to 3 years, I think that Hugh Freeze will have them going, and they're going to be a significant thing in the new SEC without divisions and with the new scheduling and Texas and Oklahoma in there. I think that Auburn is going to be a thing. The biggest question is going to be if they stumble for a little bit. There's a lot of people that still have a problem with who Hugh Freeze is. The hypocrisy of Hugh Freeze. It just feels kind of scummy. And so I don't know how much slack he'll get from the fan base, because Auburn is known to run, they run them off. I mean, they're quick to run off their coaches. So that'll be the thing, is how quickly can he assimilate and get the fans behind him to get them to overlook the fact that he's got a pretty scummy past.
Oklahoma had a losing record last year, and the defense got just torched. Brent Venables has now picked fights with Mario Cristobal and Deion Sanders in the offseason, seemingly. You have Texas and Steve Sarkisian, who's never won a conference before in his career, although he does have good talent coming in, namely Ark Manning. But if we look at Texas and Oklahoma, are they going to get their butts beat when they get to the SEC starting next year?
I don't think butts beat. I don't think they're automatic contenders. It'll be real interesting to see what happens with Texas at Tuscaloosa. That's a measuring stick second game of the season. And by the way, for Alabama, that is kind of part of the revenge tour. They get Tennessee and LSU at home in revenge games. But so many people say that if Quinn Ewers didn't get hurt in the Texas game, Texas would have beaten Alabama last year. So I think there's a certain amount of, revenge almost in a game that they – coming off of a game that they won last year narrowly. So I expect that Alabama to be primed in that one against Texas. But I think Texas is ahead of Oklahoma. I think Texas can compete. It'll be interesting. I mean, in 2024, Alabama goes to Oklahoma. I'm not sure if Brent Venables is going to get that thing going. I can see Oklahoma being kind of an 8-9 win type team, and I think Texas can compete. But I don't think they come in and automatically start, you know, winning SEC titles. It's not going to happen that way. And with the no divisions, I actually think the no divisions will actually help them a little bit. Because if they were both in the SEC West, I think they would be battling for third and fourth and that type of deal. But being with no divisions and playing a mix of teams from the East, more than just one or two teams from the East, they'll have an opportunity to be, you know, a little bit better. But it'll be an adjustment period. There's no doubt about it.
That's a good point. Tom Abraham is live at SEC Media Days. He'll have coverage throughout the day, 97.7 The Zone, ESPN Radio in Tennessee Valley, and, of course, in his Twitter feed as well. And Tom was a guy that helped get me my start in radio, so I'm always very thankful to him. Big Dog, have a great week down there. Love SEC Media Days, as always, and it means it's Talcon season, which means we're right around the season, right around the corner from football season.
Got to get you down here for one of these. You and I broke up before I started coming to SEC Media Days, my first one in 2004. This is my 20th year at SEC Media Days, believe it or not.
Wow.
Yeah, isn't that something? Yeah, 20 years. And but we need to get you down here for it. It is quite the scene. About 1,100 media members this year. So, and going to Dallas next year, which is going to be really something to take.
I don't like
media
that.
Days to Dallas.
I don't like doing favors for one of the new members already.
Well, I don't know when they're going to do Big 12 media days. They'll probably have they'll probably take it to a Waffle House in Waco or Lubbock, Texas, and they can do Big 12. What's left of the Big 12 next year? Going to have Big 12 media days at the Waffle House, and then we'll take over with SEC.
They're going to have Big 12 media days in Orlando next year.
Oh, are they really?
No, I'm just joking. No, I'm just joking.
Oh, they might. A lot of people are saying that could happen. They could take it to Florida.
That's
funny.
We'll see. Thanks, Dog. Yeah.
All right, man.
All right,
appreciate
see you. Big Dog, Tom Abraham joining us this morning here on the show. As we know that this is Mraz's final week here with us before he moves down the hall, nice promotion for him going to the local side of things on their afternoon drive show. But he has been, as closely as anybody, kind of monitoring the two chat feeds, both Twitch and YouTube. And so he's kind of been in the middle of both of those. And I'm seeing some of our listeners who are in the middle of the YouTube chat say that they've gone to the Maggie and Perloff chat and they get shunned, that the followers and the listeners to those chats are not being welcoming, and that maybe even there's DA show listeners that want to act like we don't know you. Now, is there a pretty big divide between YouTube and Twitch on our show?
Yeah, well, at least from Twitch's side. I have to be honest, I haven't fully migrated over to YouTube. I've been pro-Twitch at the beginning, mainly because I didn't know what Twitch was and I had to teach myself it, so it felt weird abandoning it. I know that Twitch people feel very infringed on their territory when the YouTube people come in, because it feels very simple to go to YouTube. It's been around, I think, longer than Twitch. But I didn't know that there was now like a further divide down the line to the Maggie and Perloff group. I
felt, maybe.
Everybody's got to sit at their own lunch table? Can't everybody get along here?
Yeah, I'm surprised. What's the two personalities between our Twitch stream and our YouTube commenter?
YouTube kind of reminds me of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, where it's like the land of misfit toys. You know, that's where you find a Hurricane Jen. That's where Rob has taken his talents. Kind of some of the classic listeners over there that might feel like their act has gotten old with like diehard, maybe more normalish people, that they all go form their own community in YouTube and they hang out, and they're kind of like the misfits. Where Twitch people, they're a little bit of sandpaper. They're the Philadelphia Eagle fans of the DA show. They will boo you. They will throw batteries at you. Uh-huh. If you're not one of them, they will slash your tires.
Okay.
So I think that's kind of the difference.
Huh. Okay. Well, that's pretty intimidating.
It
sounds like the Twitch chat is pretty intense.
They are very intense, but in a good way. They care. So there's pride. There's loyalty there. But I could see a little bit of, if you ain't with us, you're not us, whatever that is.
If you ain't with us, you're against us.
You're against us. And I think that's how Twitch people feel. And YouTube, look, some people in YouTube were Twitchers, but they weren't built for that life.
Really? Is that right?
You know, when you don't want the property taxes, you fly to Florida and you go and you sit under the palm trees of YouTube.
Wow. So that's interesting. Now, speaking of Rob of the 321. Somebody around the office mentioned that Rob wants to be considered for your job. And that perhaps Rob might be a good candidate because he does have a background in radio.
Perhaps he would be a good candidate.
And I do find this an interesting storyline because you and him have been rivals. So can you replace Mraz with the Rob the 3-2-1? I mean,
I think you could.
Can you?
I think it could be a great fit for the show. I think it would be great.
This sounds sarcastic.
No, I think you sit him right here next to Pete for 4 hours. He could do his impersonations. You know, I'm sure he won't annoy any guests at all the way he texts with them. I think the show could really take off with Rob here in the producer chair.
I can't tell if you're being serious or not.
All right, Pete, how would you feel? You sit next to Rob for 4 hours?
He's not being serious.
Why not?
Mraz isn't being serious,
no.
Or we should not consider Rob's candidacy serious?
We'll take it under advisement.
Well, he's got a history in radio.
Yeah, I think so.
So, look, I mean, he's pretty good at screening people. He doesn't like Kyle in Arizona. Well, I put it this way. I've heard, no offense, Dan, I've heard you laugh. I've heard Dave stammer through a take on Justin Verlander's fastball. Let's be real about it. Rob might be annoying. Rob's a little bit of a better candidate than what you guys trotted out here last week. You guys basically gave us the indoor lacrosse league compared to the NFL last week.
We got Avery in the Bay Area. He wants in.
Okay. Well, we know he's got dedication. He'd fly in even for a day.
Yeah.
I'd have to hear more of Avery. Maybe I should sit in on these interviews. But I think Rob would get right in the finalist room, for sure.
In the finalist room?
How could he not? Look at his resume. He loves telling everybody about it.
What's his resume?
I think he does.
You don't know. Yeah. Well, look at his resume. Well,
he turns his back on fandom for a bit. That's part of his resume.
Solid.
He loves to leave living near Disney to vacation at other Disneys. So, I mean, honestly, he's very loyal.
It's a big key.
And he's got a little bit of a background. And he used to be a New Yorker. So why not?
I don't think that's going to be a plus around here.
I'm looking for guys that'll keep Pete sane. That's most important, and I think there's nobody better at that than Rob.
Is that right? Is that right?
It is right.
Is that so?
Is that so?
Okay, when we come back here on the show, how big is this huge freeze hire? DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
If a Montreal falls on the Knights in the arena and the fans had already left, does it make a noise?
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
26 minutes past the hour. What will we do without all those puns? Thanks for being with us, everybody. Every episode of the show is available on YouTube in terms of the full episode. But remember, the great moments of Mraz don't just end when he leaves here on Friday. All of the 12 DAs of Christmas historically are found on YouTube, so you can go and relive all of those until the end of time or until YouTube goes away. One of the two. Now, guys, I can't tell you how many people have come out of the woodwork interested in the job itself, but then also to say goodbye to Mraz. People have said, hey, can I say goodbye? Can I say goodbye? And I've tried to let everybody that wants to do it. And there was a very talented fellow who reached out to me and said that he would like to do a unique signature farewell. And I said, of course. So he recorded this and sent this to us. So, Pete, why don't we play it?
Thank you for being a friend. It's still difficult to comprehend. You're leaving us as you head right down the hall. And if you threw a party, inviting everyone you knew, you would see I'd sing in French for you and me while the cars are parked by Gail. Thank you for being a friend.
Is that amazing?
Now he doesn't go two or three verses? I was just getting going.
I know. He said that to me. I wanted the whole thing. I got to have him extend that.
That's great. That warms my heart.
Right? Warms your cockles.
You could say that again. Also, that is a subject of something that I further cement to Bogus in Side B of the PGP, which was released this morning.
And?
What we kind of riff off our favorite moments working together in 10 and a half years in the DA show. And without a doubt, I've given this too much thought over the last week. I stamped my official favorite moment in my history of the 10 and a half years in the DA show and why Bogus was a special part of it.
Known now as the retirement ceremony.
There is no moment that makes me smile in bed more than that moment and Bogus's frail arms holding a rope with a fake Vikings jersey hanging from the rafters as a song went on and on and on and on.
Bryce was mad about his bagels cooling off during a long NFL take. He didn't have his hands in the air holding a jersey from the ceiling.
That was a pivotal point in DA show history because it was at that point that we knew either the bosses weren't listening or we were untouchable.
Same thing.
Either or.
One of the same. Because it was the height of ludicrousness where we took a member of the show. He had been, quote, banished from the show by virtue of losing a picks competition. By leaving the show, we held a retirement ceremony, raising his fake jersey into the, quote, rafters, which is just hanging over one of the television lights up here.
But now we have jerseys hanging from the rafters
now
from Maggie and Perloff.
At the time, we did not. So he raised his jersey to the rafters. Bogus held the jersey aloft, and then during the, quote, ceremony,
the person in question sang his own goodbye song.
Dressed in a suit?
Dressed in a full suit.
And sweating profusely.
And this went on and 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 on. And when no boss said, "What was that? What are you doing?" we knew we had turned a corner. We could really literally do anything here on the show.
No doubt. But that's the moment when I'm in a really bad mood. My kid has gone number two in the pool, something like that, and I need 5 minutes. I go to YouTube on my phone, and I pull up that clip, and everything's all right again.
The retirement ceremony. Now, there has been a bit of a thawing between he who shall not be named and the show itself and the history of the show. And so, you know, I think it's become a good thing. We're starting to get past some of the bumpier moments, and a song like that, well, maybe we can't name him, I think does deserve to be played.
It does.
There's a bar in far Bombay.
And it makes me a little, I don't know, disappointed that things didn't go differently, because if they had, if there were no issues, if there was no ban, no retirement, this gentleman might be the leading candidate to be the new Sean, visually and talent-wise.
There's no doubt. And at the time, I remember saying to Mraz that this person could definitely take his job. And Mraz said, "I would love to see that. I would love to see you guys deal with this guy producing over one day. You think I'm bad? You think I'm lazy? You think I can't book a guest? I'd love to see it for one day." And probably at the time, he wasn't ready. I think now, though,
right,
cutting his teeth in a different market, producing daily a show, sounds like he's got everything kind of squared away that wasn't squared away before. Sounds to me like today he would be actually the perfect candidate, but he's very happy. He's successful there. And it might be a little too far to welcome him back to full-time employment.
And also, honestly, I think he's doing great, but it could be like a John Morant situation. You want to keep him out of Memphis, you know, stay away from your friends. I don't think he needs to be in New York City again. Stay in Minnesota, not much to do.
I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I'll add to that, us as a company forgives and forgets unlike anybody else. There are multiple people here that you would have thought never would have been allowed to come back, and they are happily back.
That's true. That's true. We're looking for warm bodies around here.
Any pulse will do.
So,
get lost, you loser! Get lost!
And I'm...
We're short on ID badges, so if we have to make a new one, that's great.
One of the greatest moments ever. Maybe we'll do this over the next 2 days. Some of the great moments of the last 10 and a half years. But one of my favorite moments of my career, certainly, and absolutely of the last 10 and a half, was when I popped on ESPN.com many moons ago, and the headline to the Ole Miss story cited "huge freeze." But somebody in their editing department had clearly listened to this show enough to where when they tried to write "Hugh," instead they wrote "huge." That's not a mistake that anybody ever makes.
No, this little girl, her name is Maxine. Her beauty's like a bunch of roses.
Ole Miss in trouble from huge freeze violations. I'm like, that is incredible.
And if I ever tell you about Maxine.
So speaking of, Hugh Freeze is at the SEC Media Days. We just talked to Tom Abraham about this. I actually think it's a great football move. It's a disastrous personal baggage, hypocrisy, quality of human being move. I don't trust Hugh Freeze. I don't trust Freeze's word. I don't trust that he's some type of changed man. But at Auburn, you're looking to win football games. That's the only thing that matters. And the fact that, you know, they were desperate after Brian Harsin just to clean up the mess means that he's the next steak on the grill there. And, you know, you eventually you're going to get burned. Eventually you're going to get seared. You don't go to Auburn for a lifetime job. You go there to collect a nice paycheck, to win some big games, and eventually be under scrutiny and fire and get fired. But from a football standpoint, I get it. It's hard to disassociate the two. He does not have a good track record of, quote, telling the truth, of doing things the right way. But if you're looking at football strictly at Auburn. Yeah, it was a good hire. Bogues has headlines.
DA, I've been saying it all morning. 12 baseball teams scored 10-plus runs last night, the most since 1894. The Yankees scored a run. 5-1 losers in Anaheim. They are now 1-4 since the All-Star break, and Anthony Rizzo is bummed.
This is a low point, and we've been battling, and but this is part of it, and it's what we keep telling each other. This is part of the journey, and this is the story of the 2023 season, and this is what we're dealt with. These are the cards in front of us, and we just got to keep playing.
Now, the Yankees are last in the AL East, but they're 50-46. That would be good enough to lead the AL Central at the moment. Mm. Now, as for all that offense, it was a 16-13 pitchers duel in Atlanta, won by the Diamondbacks. There were three 11-10 finals. The Mets over the White Sox, the Giants over the Reds, and the Royals over the Tigers. And a pair of 10-3s, the Dodgers winning in Baltimore, the Twins in Seattle, and Cleveland smacked Pittsburgh 10-1. The Rays lost in Texas 5-3, dropping to 3-10. In July, the Phillies beat the Brewers 4-3 for a four-game win streak, and the Cardinals got one big swing from Nolan Arenado.
And the pitch is hammered to left field. This could be, and it's gone. Nolan Arenado, a walk-off big fly. A three-run shot into the bleachers. And the Cardinals walk it off here at Busch Stadium.
That's from Cardinals Radio. St. Louis, a 5-2 win in 10 over Miami. The Marlins have now dropped 5 in a row. The Steelers reportedly signing edge rusher Alex Highsmith to a 4-year extension with almost $28 million guaranteed. He had 14.5 sacks last season. Meanwhile, Cowboys O-lineman Zach Martin reportedly considering a holdout, unhappy with his contract. The Mountain West has reportedly told San Diego State that it's a good standing league member. That ends a few weeks of drama over whether or not the Aztecs began their exit from the conference. They want to go to the Pac-12, but that became impossible now since the Pac-12 still doesn't have its media deal locked in. A poorly worded letter from SDSU began all of this. It is believed the school will have to pay everybody's legal fees for this back and forth, but it will soon get the $6.6 million payout the conference had been withholding. Sixers GM Daryl Morey confirmed yesterday James Harden does want to trade, but said he'd only do one if it keeps the Sixers title contenders. Morey adding the team would be thrilled if Harden changed his mind. The Nets and Cavaliers will play in Paris in January. And in the WNBA last night, the struggling Mercury topped the Sun 72-66. Phoenix had lost their previous six meetings. DA, back to you.
Mraz, you sent along that story, and I'm wondering in the topic list if there's been other stories. I saw the one that you sent about the specifics of the Pac-12 media deal, because that San Diego State story directly ties into that.
Right.
San Diego State was waiting for the Pac-12 media rights deal to be finalized so that they knew they had the money coming in to leave. The Pac-12 wants them because they give them a footprint in Southern California once UCLA and USC leave next year. But San Diego State had to pull back because they never finalized that rights deal, and so now they're a Mountain West member for at least another year. Where are all the Pac-12 games going to end up going? I know they haven't officially announced it yet, but...
Well, I believe that you're going to get a combination of the ESPNs, ESPN, ESPN2, and I believe ESPN Plus, because they did tie in the fact that it's going to be very similar to what the ACC and Big 12 has going, which is part of that package. But I believe, based on what I've read, that some combination of the Fox Sports Go app and FS1 will get some of the late-night games as well, as they're dispersed all over the place.
Boy, so they're going to try to push them on ESPN Plus and Fox Sports Go.
Yeah. Yeah, that's where your streaming is going to come in for the most part. They'll be, you know, the extra inventory.
Super interesting to see what they get. Super interesting, because the Big 12 torpedoed them by closing their deal before the Pac-12 deal. And I think that took a lot of money and players off the table for them, and then they got the leftovers.
Well, I mean, it just even goes back as far as Larry Scott and completely mishandling the Pac-12 network. I mean, they've been a disaster for a long time. They should have been the ones sitting there turning people away, joining them in all of this. Instead, they're trying to play catch-up and poach whatever is left after the Big 12 jumped first.
Exactly. And who knows, maybe USC and UCLA would have left anyway, but because Larry Scott was such a nightmare, he left the conference completely vulnerable with a disastrous media rights deal, and so they felt like they had to leave when the Big Ten came knocking.
Yeah, maybe the gap between them and the Big Ten would have been smaller, not enough to break all of the tradition and all of the rivalries, but now it's just there is no reason to stay.
And the problem is, outside of Oregon, there's really, when you don't have USC, what right now, Pac-12-wise, do you need to watch this football season?
You don't. You don't need Arizona, Arizona State. You don't need Stanford, certainly. That's it.
Cal's been a disaster. Washington's been okay. Utah, good, but probably not. I can't miss.
No, it's Oregon, right? I mean, you'll care. Washington plays Boise State week one. Like, that has some early season sex, but once you get to mid-October, you don't care about Washington football anymore.
Once you get into league play, it's going to be difficult for the Pac-12 to have relevance, especially after USC and UCLA leave. UCLA held relevance because of tradition. They've been a little better recent years under Chip Kelly, but really USC was a reason to always watch a Pac-12 game. USC and Oregon have been must-see TV for a while now.
Is that Washington game in Boise?
I don't know. I just know that that is the main national game at 3:30, that opening Labor Day weekend Saturday.
Because I feel like that game came up when we were there, DA, and that was the suggestion when we should come back.
Oh, good point.
I know that's the
big that game in Washington.
Okay. Yeah, well, okay. Yeah, that is like the big ABC game or whatever that is that weekend.
There was a game, another Power 5 school, that, and we were projecting multiple years out, that people kept suggesting was one for us to return for.
You're right. Forget what that was. They're going to get UCF, though, at Albertson.
Wasn't Florida State there? He did that?
Yeah. No, it might have been the FSU game.
Maybe.
Maybe. But they do get UCF on the blue turf this year.
That's cool.
Yeah, so that's a Big 12 team now. When we come back here on the show, Advanced Analytics and your epic fail, DA, CBS Sports Radio.
No one knows what analytics is. They think it's like a bunch of nerds doing math, which I don't know. Maybe that's what it is.
It's time now for the mothership's Advanced Analytics.
Big debate earlier in the show. Prefer body wash or bar of soap? 58% of you say body wash. Wow, is that so? Now, data tells us the earliest known bar of soap was 2800 BC, created by the Babylonians, not the West Babylonians. William Shepard patented the formula for liquid soap back in the late 1800s, and the largest bar of soap weighed over 31,000 pounds. Wow. Well, this has been a hell of a week. We got two more shows to go. We don't know who's going to take over the reins from Mraz. We're still in the middle of the interview process. I know the listeners have largely interviewed, but we have yet to get to the people that have been in the industry and have done the job before.
Well, that starts today.
The Robs.
Or the people that have been part-timers here at CBS Sports Radio looking to get promoted. So there's a lot to get to. As it unfolds, obviously, you guys will be the first to know. Unless I'm not allowed to say, in which case you'll be the last to know. I don't know. Maybe I'll be the last to know.
Sometimes, often, that's the way things can work around here.
But more mystery guests tomorrow and Friday, and more mystery segments. But I do promise no more cuttlefish chips.
Thank goodness. Thank goodness.
Just burn those bags, please.
They were, it still feels caked onto my teeth. I almost feel like I need a root canal after eating those chips.
It's so bad.
Root canal actually tastes better than that.
What did we choose on the epic fail, that?
Well, look, I don't know what the next 2 days of the epic fail are going to be. So I think we give another hat tip to Bob as Krusty the Clown.
Okay, all right. Bob is Krusty. Here we go.
Even the DA show is not perfect. We know. Shocking. Here's the epic fail.
Are fitted caps still in, guys?
Yeah.
They're big?
Yeah. I know they're still in because my dad hates them.
It's a good gauge.
My dad needs like the Velcroed strap on the back. He doesn't even want like the dots. So that's how I definitely know fitted hats are in.
Is that because it's too much work for Bob?
Hey, welcome. I'm Bob. Come on in. This is my boss.
I guess his hair grows really Krusty the Clowny and poofy. So he needs to constantly adjust if he doesn't have a haircut. So, I mean, I went to, it was like May. I mean, the Yankees haggling with the guy outside, getting him down from $7 to $5. And the guy's like, for the Velcro hat? Nobody even wants that. I would give it to you for $1.
Go Big Blue.
Bob bought a Velcro Yankees hat?
Yeah, from a guy at a flip-up table that was selling bottled waters for $1 right outside Yankee Stadium.
The Velcro one's awesome. What a dad move.
That was hard. That was really hard for me to do. Hard.
Totally.
It's actually a grandpa move. It's not even
totally.
A dad move.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh, he's got the cane. I'm like, this is what we are now, Yankee Stadium.
Krusty the Clown. Hey, hey, hey.
Yeah.
Just to show him how grateful I am. I told him you would. Don't make me a liar.
The moment that hair grows out a little bit, he's got to adjust the Velcro and it lifts up and up and up on his head like an hot air.
Kids, it's my Velcro Yankees hat.
Oh, God. How long do I have to keep doing this?
Hey, kids. The Yankees are in the playoff race.
Oh, God, when's Judge coming back?
Wasn't that a beautiful cartoon?
Epic fail, you loser.
That is why you fail.
Epic fail.
Oh, God, is this season over yet? 2 more months of trade deadline talk. Oh, God.
Well, I will say that nary a tear has been shed this week. I don't know if we're going to get there. I know Cap has been waiting to catch something emotional on the air, but he might have to keep waiting. I don't think any of us are going to break down.
No, yeah, we've had funny quips. I mean, look, you never know. Sinatra starts playing Summer Wind, something like that. Next thing you know, the tears are flowing. But I think we're good.
If I can get like the mystery guest to be Ryan Callahan or something, then maybe we would get some tears.
Totally. Totally would be. But I don't know. Look, I think we cried when I got the diagnosis. I've been in hospice now for 3 weeks.
Horrible way to put it.
Terrible.
But he did a burger comp earlier.
That's nowhere near that.
I didn't do a death comp.
Well, Mraz is dying. I hate to break it there, buddy.
I'm in hospice now. That's horrible.
Well, that's true. The Mraz character is kind of fading from the picture, much like Back to the Future.
Yeah.
Where am I?
Yeah, now it's only Sean Morash. You'll probably have super professional promotional photos done with the guys that totally will probably be posted on social media here shortly, or perhaps even posted on our simulcast by Andrew Kaplan.
Very professional, yes.
Now, today you've got a meeting with the boss or with the whole crew?
I'm not sure. I know a boss will be there. I don't know if it's the whole crew. Hopefully it's that this is still going forward.
Well, now remember, it's Sean Morash.
If it's not going forward, let us know soon because we have a lot of applicants to go through this week.
I'll call Rob first, then you.
Rob, break the 321. Rob, the 321 is apparently being considered. I'm not sure if it's by the powers that be or if it's by Bryce Gelman, our intern.
Yeah. No, I think by Pete, first and foremost.
Yeah, by me. Right by me.
Today was a big day, by the way. Mraz saying, I'm not going to be the food guy anymore. Today, ate multiple bagels. They were delicious. Bryce brought them in. Delicious. And then ate disgusting chips for the taste testing. And then crushed a Baconator.
Any more after this week. Anymore.
Can you go over there already, please?
That'll do it for us this morning here on the show. Thanks to Sean Mraz, executive producer. Thanks to Pete the Body Bilotti on the Wheels of Steel and audio director. Thanks to Andrew Bogish on your headlines. Thanks to Andrew Kaplan, the Wizard of Watch DA. And thanks to Bryce Gelman as well for helping out behind the scenes today, making a hot bagel run. All right, we will see you tomorrow. Be good and be good to one another. I'm DA, and the mothership disconnects.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.